This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hope you enjoyed our first game of the evening, and now we'll bring you a game from the northern part of Macoupin County as the North Mac Panthers will be hosting the Carlinville Cavaliers. My name is Gary Boker. I'm sitting up here on the top row, ready to enjoy some exciting high school basketball as we have the starting lineups being issued now. First for the Carlinville Cavaliers, 6-foot senior Michael Bias. Number two, a 5'10 senior Aiden Noggle. Number 13, a 6-foot senior Jack Kessinger. Number 23, a 6-foot senior Briley Roper. And number 41, a 6'3 junior Ethan Trim. So it'll be Bias and Noggle, Kessinger, Roper and Trim starting for Coach Dave Suits and the Carlinville Cavaliers, who come in with a 1-2 record. For the North Mac Panthers, it'll be Matt Hendricks, a 6-foot junior. And number 5, Tanner Wilson, a 5'11 junior. It'll be number 13, Evan Langelier, a 6'3 senior. Number 21, Grant Thorman, a 5'9 senior. And number 23, Will Downs, a 6-foot senior. Hendricks and Wilson, Langelier, Thorman, and Downs for the North Mac Panthers, 2-2 for Coach T.J. Wilson. The Panthers get the opening tip. They'll take it over on the wing to Thorman. Thorman will go inside to Wills. Wills off the glass. Will Downs is off the glass, and good. So Downs comes up with the first 2 points of the game. Give Thorman an outstanding assist. Coming down quickly, the Cavaliers will try to go inside to Trim. He goes up and off the glass with authority. Ethan Trim with an easy power move to the basket. Ties this one up at 2-2. Thorman with the ball over on the wing. Going to kick it up top to Langelier. Langelier will swing it around to Downs. Downs back to Hendricks. Pops a three off the iron. No good. Cavies come away with it. Riley Roper with the rebound. He'll hurry down the floor. Now he'll pull it up. Set up the offense. Swing it up top to Noggle. Aiden's going to swing it over on the wing to Kessinger. Kessinger reverses back up top. It's in the hands of Aiden Noggle. He'll reset the offense. Go over on the left wing to Kessinger, who gets the ball back. Reverses it. Back to Roper on the right side. Now to Trim at the head of the key. Looking inside for Kessinger. Can't get him there, so he'll drive and then kick it out for a long three. Comes up short. It was Aiden Noggle. Shot a 23-footer, but he shot it from 24 feet out. Back the other way. Quickly come the Panthers. They'll drive, kick out. Pass is knocked out of bounds. No, it's saved from going out of bounds. Now they're going to say it was a foul that occurred to stop the play. So the foul's going to go against the Cavaliers. It'll go against Briley Roper, first foul of the game. Inbounding the ball for the North Mac Panthers will be Tanner Wilson. Wilson slaps the ball to get the play going. It'll come up top to Hendricks. Hendricks holds the ball over his head, looks inside, got a man cutting across the lane. It's open and good. That's Langelier for an easy two. Langelier has two. Panthers have four. It's a 4-2 lead. A minute and a half into this one. Now Thorman picks the pocket, goes to the basket, and it's good. Grant Thorman creates the turnover and makes the most of it, getting the layup. His first two makes it 6-2 Panthers. Quickly down the side of the floor goes Roper. Into the corner it'll go, so he'll give it off to Bias. Bias swings it back up top to Trim between the circles. And Coach Suits says, we need a timeout. With 5:56 to go here in the first quarter, the Panthers have opened up an early 6-2 lead. Timeout on the floor. We'll take a timeout also and be back after these messages on WSMI. So the Cavaliers come into tonight's action with a 1-2 record as they lost to Auburn and Greenfield Northwestern, and then defeated at East Alton Wood River 54-29 last Friday. North Mac, 2-2 on the season. They're coming off a loss against Athens last Friday. Back to live action we go as the Cavaliers will inbound the ball as we hit the 5:45 mark. Trying to drive is Noggle. He'll go down the lane, gets triple team, kicks it out to Bias for three. Bottom of the net. Michael Bias, the 6-foot senior from way beyond the 3-point line over on the left side, makes it a 6-5 game. Cavaliers have drawn to within one. Thorman will bring the ball up top, set the offense for the Panthers. Gives it off to Wilson. Wilson now swings it back up top to Hendricks. Hendricks will reverse the ball to Thorman for a three-pointer in the corner. Bottom of the net. Grant Thorman drains the tray from deep in the corner on the left side. Bias with the ball now. 9-5 is the Panther lead as we hit the five-minute mark of the first quarter. Bias going to dribble drive into the lane. He's going to be pushed as he goes to the lane. They'll call the foul against Matt Hendricks. On Hendricks, that'll be his first. Bias doing a good job there. Now they'll inbound with the Cavaliers. It'll be Briley Roper doing the honors. They'll kick it into Byatt. They'll try to reverse. Almost stolen. Noggle saves it. He'll kick it inside to Kessinger. Kessinger to Trim. Trim's going to travel as he tried to make a stutter move to the left. Turnover number two on CHS. 4:51 to go. Quarter number one. 9-5. Panthers with the lead. Panthers with the ball. Tanner Wilson walks by in front of Dad. Takes the ball out of bounds right in front of the North back bench. He'll give it in to Thorman, who brings it down on a dribble. Through the double team inside, or double screen inside, goes Will Downs, and he slices and dices and gets his fourth point of the game. Makes it 11-5 North Mac. Back the other way go the Cavaliers. Good drive off the left side. Shot's going to go as Kessinger is going to get the basket. The foul is going to go against the Panthers, Matt Hendricks. Hendricks will pick up his second. And to the free throw line will go Jack Kessinger to attempt to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. He's got two. Looking for the third. Couldn't find it as it went off back iron. Have a violation on the lane, so we're going to reshoot. Not sure what the problem was there. Evidently, somebody got into the lane too soon. Second effort for Kessinger. Same result. Back iron, no good. But the Cavaliers come away with a rebound. Pius corrals it out between the circles, and he'll set the offense up. Down in the corner goes to Trim. Trim trying to make the move to the basket. He's going to be fouled as he's going there. Langelier is going to pick up the miscue. As Langelier will pick up his first, don't look now, but three fouls already on the Panthers here in the first quarter. Inbounds, it comes into Roper. Roper to Trim. Trim to the lane, off the glass. Nope, it's going to be an offensive foul on the big boy. Ethan Trim trying to muscle his way into the lane, gets caught. He's guilty of the foul, his first, Cavaliers second. Offensive foul will be a turnover as well. That's three turnovers on the Cavaliers. Up top it goes to Downs. Downs gives it off to Langelier. Langelier with a drive for the basket. He'll go left, he'll go right, he'll go to the hole and get two. For Langelier, Evan has four, 13-7. It's a six-point lead. And the Cavaliers travel as they try to bring the ball inbounds. Noggle trying to plead his case, but to no avail. Four miscues on the Cavs in the first 4 minutes. 3:56 to go, first quarter, 13-7. North Mac with the lead, North Mac with the ball. Cannon Kirk is the end of the game. He will trigger it on the sideline. Looking, and he'll get the ball into Langelier. Langelier wanted a drive. Got too crowded in the lane, so he'll kick it back up top. Give to Downs. Downs will swing it back across to Wilson. Into the corner to Kirk. 3 points for Cannon Kirk as he gets bottom of the net. So a tray for Kirk makes it 16-7. Pass deflected goes out of bounds, and we will have a substitution for the Cavalier as Carson Weiser will replace Ethan Trim in the lineup for the red and the blue and the white. In the black and blue, Panthers decked out their white uniforms with blue and black trim. Thorman almost got the steal, but now he's going to get called for the foul. And he's in a bit of disbelief, but I think he got away with one before he got called on that one. In any event, Grant will pick up his first. One foul on Thorman, one on Langelier, two on Hendricks here in the first quarter. 14 fouls against North Mac as the Cavaliers will bring it in to Noggle. Noggle will bring the ball down the left side into the corner. He'll go to Kessinger. Kessinger's going to drive off the glass. No good. Fighting for the rebound. He gets his own. Swings it back inside. Shots up and will not fall as Roper couldn't find range. However, there's a foul on the ensuing rebound. And it's going to go on Langelier. Langelier is going to pick up his second. So he'll have two, and Hendricks has two. And Coach Wilson's going to have to go to the bench, I know, before he planned on it. He'll bring Garrett Bearden, a 6'2 senior, into the ball game. Bearden is in the game as the Cavaliers inbound. Nog with the ball over to Bias. Bias spins to the hole, off the glass, no good. Coming away with the rebound is Thorman. He'll bring it up quickly on the right side. In the corner, he'll give it off to Wilson. Wilson back inside as they'll give the ball to Bearden. Back up top it goes. Three-point attempt up and good as Tanner Wilson gets bottom of the net. Third tray here in the first quarter for the Panthers, who lead 19-7. Ball is deflected, but last touch by the Cavaliers. That will be their fifth turnover. Trim will re-enter the game for CHS. As Jack Kessinger will have a seat. And the coach says, we need a timeout. Timeout Carlinville, their second timeout of the game. 2:45 to go, first quarter. 19-7 is the lead for the North Mac Panthers. We'll be back after these messages on WSMI. Hayden Pierce into the ball game for the Panthers as we return to play following the timeout. Long three-point attempt is up and no good by Downs. But the Panthers recover the rebound deep in the corner. Back to Downs in the corner. The lefty with another three. This one won't go either. Aiden Noggle comes up with a rebound. Noggle on a zigzag dribble. He's being guarded there by Cannon Kirk. Inside they'll go to Trim. Trim is going to try to base move, and instead he'll kick it off on a pass. They'll swing it out on the corner to Pierce. Pierce gives the ball off. And they... Cavaliers will swing it around again to Trim. Trim's shot will not go. And fighting for the rebound, I believe Viance is going to get called for the reach over as Michael will pick up his first. Viance with one, Cavaliers with three team fouls. Inside the two-minute mark of the first quarter we go. 19-7, North Mac has the lead and the ball. On the dribble is Tanner Wilson. Wilson swings it up top to Pierce. Pierce being guarded by Bias. Nope, as he tried to pass it, he shuffled his feet before he could get rid of the ball. That'll be turnover number one on North Mac. And with 1:44 to go here in the first quarter, the Cavaliers will inbound. Carson Weiser throws it in to Noggle. Noggle inside to Trim. Trim's shot will not go as he had a bunny right under the basket but couldn't get it to go. And now, coming back the other way, Kirk throws it away as he threw behind the receiver who didn't see the pass coming. Turnover number two on North Mac. 1:25 and counting for the first quarter. With the ball is Noggle. He'll give it off to Trim. Trim shuffles his feet again, and he's not really sure what he did as he looks back at the coach in disbelief. Turnover number six. So the Cavaliers have 7 points and six turnovers here in the first quarter. Not a good combination. Over on the wing, it'll go to Bearden. Garrett gives it up. Just he'll give it off to Will Downs. Downs going to swing it over on the top to Tanner Wilson. He'll pull it out, give it off to Bearden for three. Nope. A little long, a little strong. Coming up with the rebound was Carson Weiser. Quickly the other way, the Cavs going to fire a three up there. By a shot won't go. Coming up with the rebound is Garrett Bearden. Bearden, a 6'2 senior, doing a good job in the middle. Now goes off to Downs. Downs back to Bearden. Bearden on the left side, free throw line extended. He'll reverse it back up top, giving it off to Tanner Wilson. Wilson shoots, and it goes off the rim and out of bounds. Ball will go over to the Cavaliers. Thorman will come back into the lineup, allowing Tanner Wilson to get a break. As the Cavs will have Briley Roper as the trigger man against some full court pressure by the Panthers. He'll get it in to Aiden Noggle. Noggle on a dribble, gets a screen from Trim, gets across midcourt. Now he'll go from left side to right side. He'll pull it back up between the circles. Off to Byatt it goes. Now over to Weiser. Weiser swings it back up top to Noggle. Noggle into the corner to Roper. Kick save there. Good defense by Cannon Kirk. Kick that one out of bounds. It'll still be Cavaliers ball. Carlinville trailing by 12. It's 19-7. North Mac with the lead. Carlinville with the ball. Inbound pass to Trim. He jumps, grabs, and shoots all in one motion. The big guy, 6'3 junior Ethan Trim, 4 points to lead the way for the Cavaliers, who trail by 10 as we head into the final 10 seconds of the first quarter. Thorman dribbling across from left to right. Now he'll kick it back up top for Kirk for three. Off the iron, no good. Horn sounds, and that's the end of the first quarter. North Mac, 19. Carlinville, 9. After one period of play here at North Mac. Back with second quarter action after these messages on WSMI. Gary Boker up here at North Mac as the northern part of the county is beating the central part of the county. North Mac with a 19-9 lead over Carlinville as we begin action in quarter number two. The Panthers, three trays in the first quarter. The Cavvies had one. It's a 10-point deficit. Byatt's with the ball. He's going to drive. He's going to spin. He's going to have the ball stolen away as Langelier comes up with a steal. Back the other way. Nice pass off. And Thorman with his recipient as he'll go up with an easy layup from the right side. Good teamwork there as Thorman picks up his 7th point of the game. Makes it 21-9 as the ball now comes in to the Cavaliers' Carson Weiser. Weiser swings it around, gets it off to Roper in the corner. Back up top, they'll reverse it around to Weiser. Now over on the right side to Byatts. Swing it back up top to Trim. Nice long bounce pass into Noggle as Noggle tried to go to the hole. He's going to get called for a travel. Shuffle those feet. Turnover number 8. Coach Suits with some words of encouragement there for his team, trailing 21-9. 1 minute into quarter number 2. Downs with the ball. Downs looks for Hendricks. Hendricks cuts through. They're giving the ball. Downs now gives the ball to Hendricks at the 3-point line, a free throw line extended right side. They give it back up top. Will Downs with the ball. Swings it across to Langelier. He'll drive into the lane. He'll go to the line as he was at in the act. And the foul is going to go against Riley Roper. Roper is going to pick up his 2nd foul. And that will send to the free throw line Evan Langelier. He has 4 points on the night. First free throw for the Panthers. The lefty eyes it. He tries it. He buys it. Give him 5 on the night. As Parker Fikes comes into the lineup, he will replace Briley Roper for Coach Suits. As Langelier gets ready to shoot the 2nd free throw. The lefty eyes it again, tries it again, and buys it again. 6 points on the night for the 6'3 senior Evan Langelier. It's a 23-9 lead for the Panthers as the Panthers are putting on some pressure. Noggle, however, is able to break that pressure and get the ball across midcourt. Down in the corner to Carson Weiser. They'll bring it back up top to Noggle, who goes to the free throw line. He'll stop, dish it off to Byatt, so we're on the right wing. Byatt says, let's swing it around to the other side. They'll get it to Noggle in the corner as he tries to drive. Thorman got set, and the foul's going to go against the Cavvies, as that will be Aiden Noggle's first foul. It's an offensive foul, so that will be turnover number 9. 9 points in the game for CHS, 9 turnovers in the game for CHS. Thorman brings it down on the dribble, looking for Downs to pop out. Instead, it'll be Hendricks who will pop out in the right side. Now in the corner, it will go to Downs. Cutter coming across, can't hit him. They'll hit the 2nd cutter. Langelier, head of the key. Shot's a little long, a little strong. He gets decked. No foul call. Coming the other way, Byatts is going to go to the hole. Nice block there from top as Langelier got nothing but ball on that one. It goes out of bounds. Good defensive effort there by Evan Langelier, the 6'3 senior. And the Cavaliers will maintain possession. They'll inbounds, toss it up high to Carson Weiser. Weiser almost had his pocket pick, instead to Byatts. Byatts going down the lane. Once again, he has the ball poked away, and it goes out of bounds. Still CHS ball. 5:52 to go till half, 23-9. Panthers in control of this one. Inbounding is Parker Fikes. He'll get it into Trim. Trim's going to try to power up. A little soft touch for the big guy, but it won't go. This time the ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by the blue-clad Cavaliers. So it'll be North Mac ball. They lead 23-9 as we hit the 5:45 mark of quarter number 2. Matt Hendricks, Junior, brings the ball down, kicks it over to Thorman. Thorman uses a little forearm shiver to create some space. Then driving to the basket, foul going to be called against Siglock, who just came into the game. Ethan Siglock, a 5'9 sophomore, pushes him from behind, and that's going to be 16 foul on the Cavaliers, as Kessinger is going to have, it's going to be Langelier having a seat, as well as Hendricks and Downs, as there's several subs coming in. Hayden Pierce in the game. Thorman with the ball gives it to Pierce. Pierce now down in the corner to Wilson. Wilson looking for Bearden at the high post. Instead, he'll swing it over to Cannon Kirk, the 6 foot junior. Kirk to Thorman in the corner, thought about it three. Instead, he'll drive, a couple of dribbles, and then pop. No, he'll pass it off. Instead, over in the other side, the shot goes up by Wilson. It's no good, fighting for the rebound. Panthers come away with it. However, there's going to be a foul called before the Panthers are able to get the ball back to the basket. It's going to go on Byatts. That will be his second. I have that down as the 17th foul. So does the scorekeeper down below. So that means Tanner Wilson to the free throw line to shoot the one and one. First one's up, and it's good. 4 points on the night for Tanner Wilson. He'll get ready for another. He sets those feet, takes a couple three dribbles, eyes it, tries it. Nope, can't buy it. This one goes off front iron. Trim comes away with a rebound as we hit the five-minute mark of quarter number two. 24-9, Panthers have the lead. Almost, yes, it is a turnover. As coming down quickly, Siglock lost control of the ball. It'll go out of bounds off of CHS. 10 turnovers on the Cavaliers. And Hayden Pierce will inbound for the Panthers. New kid on the block, just came in the ballgame, is Gabe Gibbons. Gibbons in the game for the Panthers. The Thorman goes to the hole. Instead, he'll pass off top to Pierce. Pierce now is back to Thorman. Thorman driving. Now he'll swing it out top and give it to Pierce. Pierce stops at the free throw line. Put the brakes on a little too quick. Turnover number three on North Mac. Kessinger comes back into the Cavalier lineup. As he will replace Parker Fikes. Inbounds pass tipped by Cannon Kirk. It goes out of bounds. It'll still be CHS ball. 4:42 to go here till halftime. 20-4-9 is the North Mac lead. Putting good double team pressure on the ball. Trying to get the ball across midcourt and having trouble. So Coach Suit says, I will take a timeout. He'll take his second 30-second timeout of the day, being left with two full timeouts in the game. 4:35 to go till halftime. 24-9 North Mac over Carlinville. Back after these messages on WSMI. Carson Weiser getting the ball into Aiden Noggle. Noggle's going to bring the ball across midcourt line on a dribble. Now he'll give it off over on the wing to Jack Kessinger. Kessinger gives the ball back up top to Noggle. Now it goes into the corner to Siglock. Siglock reverses the ball back around to Kessinger. Now they'll work it around the perimeter, kind of looking like a shell drill here. They're just keeping the ball moving as Trim is trying to work in the low post. He's going from side to side. Now Kessinger's going to flash across as Thorman and Kirk put a double team on, and it'll be a jump ball. Arrow favors North Mac. So they'll get the ball back, and the Cavs will get their 11th turnover. Once again, that good, tough defense by the Panthers doing its job. Time it was Kirk and Thorman on the double team at midcourt. Down it comes to Cave Gibbons. Up top, shot for three is no good by Hayden Pierce. Going off quickly is Siglock. He decides the numbers aren't there, so he'll pull out. Set the offense up as we hit the 3:40 mark of quarter number two. 24-9 is the Panther lead. Kessinger wants to drive, gives it off to Trim. Trim's trying to bully his way through as he dropped that shoulder, went right to the hole, and drew the foul. Good aggressive offense there. They'll call the foul on 33. That'll be Garrett Bearden picking up his first. That will be the team's sixth. So from here on out, both teams will be in bonus. There's mass substitutions here for the Panthers of North Mac as Wilson comes back in as well as Downs. Pass into the corner and shots up and no good. Trim fighting for the rebound. He comes down with it. He'll swing it back out and reset the offense. Going to the basket, he'll swing a long pass to Noggle. Can't get the handle on that one. It'll go out of bounds for turnover number 12 on CHS. 3-2-1 showing on the second quarter clock. 24-9. It's a 15-point lead for the Panthers. Tanner Wilson brings it across the midcourt line. He'll give it to Thorman, who gives it back. And then he'll try the alley-oop. That doesn't work, so he'll pass it back inside to Langelier. His shot won't go. Quickly, the Cavalier is going to come back the other way as Kessinger is going to take it to the hole, and he'll head to the free-throw line as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Foul's going to be called on Tanner Wilson. That will be his first. Two shots coming for Jack Kessinger. Kessinger 0-for-1 from the free throw line. He'll try it again as he eyes it, and he tries it. He can't buy it. It goes off the back iron. He's still setting on 2 points, a bucket in the first quarter. 0-for-2 from the free throw line. See if he can break that streak right here. He'll spin the ball. He'll eye it. He'll try it. He'll buy it. That one rattled around and took the seating crowd to finally drop through. Cavs in double figures, 24-10. They trail the Panthers. Thorman using his forearm there to create a little bit of space. And as he tries to head to the basket, he's bumped by Noggle, and Noggle's going to get called for a second foul. Aiden said he ran into me, but the official did not see it that way. Noggle with two, and Thorman with his first free throw attempts of the night. He'll shoot a 1-and-1, sitting on 7 points. He'll take a left-hand follow-through shot. Now he'll take the real deal and goes off the iron and no good. And the Cavaliers will come up with it. 2:50 to go till halftime, 24-10. North Mack with the lead. Carlinville with the ball. Noggle giving the ball off to Kessinger. Kessinger to Trim. Trim's going to try to work his way down the lane to the left side. Up and good. Ethan Trim with his 6 point of the night powers his way into the lane. I tell you what, when he goes powering in the lane, he's hard to stop. Hendricks for a three will not go. Coming up with the rebound is Carson Weiser. Weiser sends it out. The Cavaliers are head down the other way. Kessinger with a baseline pass to Trim. It's almost stolen away, but Ethan's able to save it in the corner. He'll swing the ball on a cross-court pass, giving it off to Kessinger. He'll try the reverse layup. Won't go. Trim's there to put it back in. The garbage man, Ethan Trim, comes up with an offensive rebound and a putback. Give him 8 points. Make it 24-14 as the Cavaliers work their way back to within 10. 30-second timeout on the floor called by the North Mac Panthers. 24-14, North Mac over Carlinville. Back after these messages on WSMI. Despite the fact that they're leading by 10 points, Coach T.J. Wilson didn't like what he saw on that last trip down the floor as his team, he felt, was just simply out-hustled. A couple of offensive rebounds and a good putback by Ethan Trim. Trim with 8 points has drawn the Cavaliers to within 10. 24-14 as Kirk brings the ball down on the dribble. He'll give the ball off to Wilson. Wilson backs out between the circles, gives the ball to Thorman. Thorman drives the lane and kicks the ball out to Downs for three. No. North Mac gets the ball. I'm not sure what there should have been a foul there, but they didn't call the foul. Now the official says, yeah, I got the direction wrong. Let's go with a blue ball. So it will be Carlinville ball. That's the correct call. And that's all that matters, as long as you get it right. We approach the 100-second mark here in the second quarter. Pass to the corner is going to be tipped by Cannon Kirk and go out of bounds. So the Cavs, trailing by 10, will inbound as they're going from left to right as we look down on the action here in the first half. Decked out in their blue uniforms with the white numbers, red and white trim. Shot off the glass, no good. Fighting for the rebound, going to be last touch by CHS. So North Mac's going to get the ball with 1:31 to go until halftime. They lead by 10. Cannon Kirk bringing the ball down. Swings it over to Will Downs. Downs going to stop, kick it out in the corner. He'll give it off to Wilson. Wilson swings back up top to Thorman. Thought about a three, then give it up to Will Downs. Downs swings it over on the right wing as he'll give it to Cannon Kirk. Kirk brings it back up top and sits on the dribble. Now as we go inside, foul going to be called against North Mac, and this one's going to go against Cooper Starks, who just entered the game. He'll pick up his first. It's a player control or team control foul, but it'll go down as turnover number 4 on North Mac. With 1:08 to go, they still lead by 10. Michael Byatt's going to come into the lineup for Coach Dave Suits. And Carson Weiser, the 5'11 sophomore, gets a well-deserved hand as he takes a break. Noggle and a double team in trouble gives off to Trim. Trim back to Noggle. Now the numbers favor the Cavies. To the hole they'll go. Byatt's up. He has his shot blocked. Coming away quickly is Kirk. He wants to race it the other way to Thorman. Started to think about a three and then kicks it over to the other side. Wilson will take that three and he'll get bottom of the net. So that's a three in the first quarter and a three in the second quarter for Tanner Wilson, who now has 7 points and the lead is 13. To the final 30 seconds we go. Into the corner. Byatt's for a three. His is a little long, a little strong. Downs comes up with the rebound. Downs going to go down quickly as he's got guards on each side of him. He'll kick the ball up top to Kirk, who says, let's slow it down and set it up with 20 seconds to go. Thorman going to kick it out on the wing to Kirk. Kirk now gives it up to Wilson. Wilson between the leg dribble. He tries to drive. He gets shut off. So he'll back it up with 10 seconds to go. The Panthers will play for the final shot of the first half. They lead by 13. Can they make it more? Wilson into the corner to Thorman for three. Way long, way strong, and that's the way the first half will end as North Mac will take a 27-14 lead into the locker room. We'll take a break. Be back after these messages on WSMI. The halftime festivities are completed. The band is picking up their instruments and heading back to the band room. We're ready to start third quarter action as the Cavaliers will get the ball first. They'll fire up a three. It'll be Briley Roper who can't get the shot to drop. And the foul on the ensuing rebounds is going to be called on Jack Kessinger. Kessinger picks up his first. And the Panthers will have the ball. Thorman at the head of the key. Swings it over on the right wing to Wilson. Wilson with a skip pass to Downs. Downs into the corner, gives it to Hendricks. Back up top, it'll go to Langelier. He'll stop and pop just inside the free throw line. To him, two. That for Langelier is his eighth point of the game. It makes it 29-15. Back the other way, Cavaliers looking to drive. And that was Briley Roper going to the hole. Foul going to be called in the act as Matt Hendricks going to pick up his third. And, that's Kessinger going to the free throw line. I thought that was Roper. Kessinger's free throw's up, and it's good. Kessinger, who missed his first two, has now made two in a row. He has 4 points on the night, looking for number five. He'll toe that line, take a few dribbles. Now he'll eye it. Now he'll try it. Can't buy it. Off the back iron it goes. But we have a violation. It's going to go against North Mac. And so Kessinger is going to get another opportunity. He'll eye it again. He'll try it again. He buys it this time. So 2 points in the quarter for Kessinger gives him five for the game, makes it a 13-point game, 29-16. Into the corner, Downs for three. Nope. We've got a push-off foul against the Cavaliers. This is going to go against Roper. Roper's going to pick up his third, second team foul on the Cavs here in the second half, and we haven't played a minute yet. Langelier gets the inbound pass to Thorman. He'll swing it around to Kirk. Kirk is going to back out on the dribble. Watches Downs go into the corner. Instead, he'll reverse it back around, and they'll swing it back up top. They will. Downs has the ball at the head of the key. Coach didn't want him to stand there and hold it, and he let him know so in no uncertain terms. Langelier kicks it off to Wilson. Wilson to Downs. Downs picks up his dribble, gives to Thorman. Thorman penetrates the lane. A little left-hand jumper. It's good. Grant Thorman, with a little tear drop, gives him 9 points on the game, makes it 31-16. Steal is evident for the Panthers, and Thorman comes up with the bucket. So once again, North Mac utilizing that defense, and as a result, they're picking up turnovers, and they now have increased that lead to 33-17. Coach needs a timeout. All he's got left is a full timeout, so he'll take one here. as his Cavaliers trailing 33-16, barely 2 minutes into the third quarter. North Mac 33, Carlinville 16. Back after these messages on WSMI. During this entire timeout, Coach Dave Suits has not raised his voice once. It's a teaching moment. It's a coaching moment. He knows that the scoreboard does not favor his team, but he's trying to encourage them and get them to do things the Suits way, shall we say. They were very attentive. Problem is, they're going to have to be able to handle this North Mac press, which has been pretty hellacious, as it has created 13 turnovers here already. Double team, as once again losing the ball is Aiden Noggle. He tried to regain, but his feet got twisted around, and it'll be turnover number 14. So North Mac utilizing that defense to get some turnovers and some easy buckets. They have more than doubled the Cavaliers' score thus far this evening. Langelier with the ball at the head of the key. On the wing, back to him. Down he goes. Left-hand layup. Evan Langelier with his 10th point of the night. He's the second Panther in double figures, joining Grant Thorman. Thorman with 11. Langelier with 10. Cavies with the ball. Take it down to Kessinger. Up top, it'll go to Roper. His three-point shot will not go. Fighting for the rebound, Michael Byatt. He'll power to the hole, get the shot to drop, and he'll draw the foul and have a chance at the three-point play. This foul will go against Will Downs. It'll be his first. Michael Byatt gets two. And a chance for a three-point play the old-fashioned way. He'll eye it. He'll try it. He can't buy it. It rolled off the rim. So he's setting on 5 points for the night. Cavaliers setting on 18. Into the corner, it goes to Wilson. Wilson brings it up on a dribble drive to the top. He looked to go to the lane. It was closed down. So he'll swing it over to Kirk in the corner. Kirk brings it back up top to Thorman. Thorman reverses it back to Downs in the right corner. Downs brings it out on the dribble. Gives it off to Kirk. Good ball movement here by the Panthers. Now Thorman's going to stop and pop on a drive, and it's good. Grant Thorman with his 6th point of the quarter, give him 13 points on the night and give the Panthers a 19-point lead, 37-18. As Noggle brings it down on the dribble, he'll give it over on the wing to Byatt. Byatt's going to drive once again off the back iron, will not go, but he'll go to the free throw line because he was hacked in the act, as they say. Foul will go on Langelier. That will be his third. It will be the second team foul against North Mac. And Byatt will shoot a couple. Off front iron it goes. He's 0 for 2 from the charity stripe here in the quarter. He'll get another one. As Langelier will have a seat. And Garrett Bearden, the 6'2 senior, will replace him in the North Mac lineup. Byatt's second free throw is up, and it's good. 3 and a quarter, 6 in the game for Michael Byatt. 37-19 is the Panther lead. Coming down on the dribble is Tanner Wilson. Wilson with a one-hand pass over on the other wing to Kirk. Kirk at the free throw line extended on the right side. He'll dribble up top between the circles. Lost control, gets it off to Thorman in the corner. Thorman's going to dribble drive to the lane. Stop and pop at the free throw line. This one's a little offline, out of bounds. It'll go over to Carlinville. 37-19 is the North Mac lead as we hit the 4:25 mark of quarter number 3. Noggle on the dribble, being guarded by Thorman. Thorman is he's relentless with that defense. I'll tell you what, it's like a coach's son or a coach's grandson. Tell us which here. Inside it goes, shots up, no good. Rebounds up and good by Briley Roper. Briley with his first points of the game for the 6 foot senior. Now back to Reardon. It goes in the corner. Up top to Downs. Downs between the circle. Halfway through quarter number 3. He'll slide and glide. Get that shot to roll. Nice move by Will Downs. As that was a sweet little teardrop from about 10 feet. 39-21. It's an 18-point lead for North Mac. Going back the other way on the drive. Foul going to be called on North Mac. A little bit of bump and run defense there. Didn't get away with it that time. And it'll go against Thorman. Thorman will pick up his 2nd. That will be North Mac's 4th team foul of the half. As the Cavies will inbound, it will come in to Kessinger. Kessner goes inside to Trim. Trim with a power move. A little right-hand semi-hook, and it's up and good. Ethan Trim in double figures with 10. He's leading the way for the Cavaliers tonight, who trail 39-23. Long skip pass all the way across to Wilson. Wilson drives, kicks it out to Reardon. Thought about the three. Instead, he'll pass it off. Trim slapped the ball. He thought he slapped it off the leg of the Panther, but he did not get the call. It'll still be North Mac ball. 3:18 showing on the third quarter clock. Into Bearden, up top to Thorman. Thorman over to Kirk. Back to Wilson. Wilson's shot out of bounds, and it'll go over to CHS. 3:10 to go, third quarter. It was a 13-point deficit at halftime. It's a 16-point deficit for the Cavaliers now as they inbound. Riley Roper will bring it in to Ethan Siglock. Siglock, a 5'9 sophomore. He's facing that double team, and he got caught right in the corner. And Coach Suits takes the timeout to save the turnover. Coach Suits just took his final timeout of the game. 3:03 to go, third quarter. 39-23, North Mac with the lead. Carlinville with the ball. When we come back, you're listening to WSMI. Following the timeout, it will be Carlinville ball right in front of the scorer's table. 3:03 showing on the third quarter clock. 39-23 is the North Mac lead. Jack Kessinger will trigger it in. He'll get the ball in to Ethan Siglock. Siglock being guarded by Thorman. Thorman picks his pocket. He'll go the length of the floor. Oh! He'll go to the floor as he was fouled hard. And this foul is going to go against Siglock, who will pick up his second. As Thorman is taking inventory, arm hurts, wrist hurts, and hand hurts, but he says, I'm still ready to shoot free throws. The lefty will lie the first, try the first, he'll buy the first. 7 in the quarter, 14 for the game for Grant Thorman. The 5'9 senior. He'll eye the second one, try the second one, and he'll buy the second one. Noggle will replace Siglock in the Cavalier lineup. And Weiser will replace Kessinger in the lineup. The Panthers will drop off to half court pressure as we head inside 3 minutes here in the third quarter, and the lead is 18 for North Mac. Thorman almost with a steal. Now they'll get the pass inside the Trim. He'll stop. He'll pop on the turn, and it's good. That little semi-hook, and with his size, it's hard to get to the ball to get a deflection. He does a good job of protecting the ball and gets a shot to drop. Aaron's shot no good, but the Panthers come up with a rebound. Thorman comes gliding in from the backside. Downs finds him with a good pass. And Thorman has 10 in the quarter, 17 in the game. Will go the other way. Is a foul going to be called? Foul's going to go on 33, White. That will be Bearden. That will be his second. They're going to say the foul occurred before he was in shooting mode, so the Cavies will take the ball out. They'd rather have the basket as it went in. Oh, inbounds pass off the backside of the defender. Shots up and no good. That was a smart heads-up play, but didn't result in any points. To the corner it goes as Wilson will take the shot. No good. Fighting for the rebound. And I'm not sure what the call was there. We have a jump ball. We shall see at the 2:01 mark. The Panthers are going to inbound. And it will come in to Thorman. They'll swing it around to Wilson in the corner. Gave him two on that one, I believe. Wilson for two. And that was a jump ball. It favored the Panthers. As now the Cavaliers will swing the ball around. And Byatts will have a three-pointer. It's up, and he gets bottom of the net. It's makes his first tray since way back in the first quarter. Down in the corner, it goes to Hendricks. Hendricks up top to Downs. Downs to Thorman. Thought about the three. Takes a dribble and says, why not? A little bit long. Off on the rebound goes Noggle. Aiden brings it down quickly. Oh, almost lost it on the dribble. He'll give it off to Roper. His shot's offline. Fighting for the rebound, Thorman comes away with it. He and Wilson go man-to-man. Thorman with a good pass. Wilson with the easy two. And that will make the lead 47-28 in favor of North Mac as we head to the final minute. Shots up and missed, but there's Trim once again with the putback. He has 14 points on the night. Now the Panthers turn the ball over. That's only their fifth missed two of the night. However, down the other way, going to be a foul called against North Mac, as doing a good job driving to the hole was Briley Roper. Foul will go against Langelier. That'll be his fourth. Roper will go to the free throw line, but he'll shoot a pair. First one's up, but it's good. Rattle around, finally went down. For Briley, that's his third point of the game, all coming here in the third quarter, as Roper will get set to shoot his second free throw. 47-31. North Mac with the lead as we head into the final 45 seconds of the third quarter. Second free throw's up, but it's good also. 4 points on the night for Roper, the 6 foot senior. And it'll be Hendricks bringing the ball down on a dribble. Pierce over on one wing here, Thorman over on the other wing. Thorman gets the pass, and he'll go up between the circle. Get the pass off to Kirk. Kirk is going to give it back to Thorman. Thought about a three. Stop. Instead, he takes the two dribbles to the basket. Stops, pops, it won't go. Coming up the rebound is Byatt. Byatt's going to swing it back out top to Noggle. Noggle's going to hold with 15 seconds to go here in the third quarter. He's facing a double team as Kirk and Thorman come out here to get him. He'll get a double screen. They go into the corner. Is it off to Roper, who gets bottom of the net. Roper with a three, putting together a big third quarter. Shot at the buzzer is no good. After three quarters of play, it is North Mac 47. Carlinville 35. Back with the fourth quarter action after these messages on WSMI. Best quarter of the night for the Cavaliers as they netted 21 points in the quarter. Drawn back to within 12 as they outscored North Mac 21-20 in that third quarter, but still find themselves trailing. Down by a dozen here. As we head to the fourth quarter, Carlinville will get the ball to start off. As they try to drive, Byatt is going to be pushed. And I believe that one's going to go against Hendricks. And Matt will pick up his first. That will be 17 fouls on North Mac. So Byatt will go to the free throw line to shoot the bonus. He's setting on 9 points for the night. Six of those coming in the third quarter. See if he can hit double figures on this one. He'll eye it. He'll try it. He'll buy it. He joins Ethan Trim in double figures. Trim has 14 points. Byatt has 10. Second free throw coming. Is he'll eye it again? He'll try it again. He'll buy it again. 11 points on the night for Michael Byatt. Now coming down the other way, the Panthers going inside, and Trim's going to get caught on a reach-in. For Ethan, that is only his second foul. Fourth team foul against the Cavs. Wilson to inbound. He'll get it in to Langelier. Back up top, it comes to Wilson. Stops and pops at the free throw line, and that's good. Tanner Wilson with his 13th point of the night. Feeling it down at the other end is Michael Byatt. Byatt, who will get the tray, his third of the day. And the Cavaliers don't look now, but they have drawn back within 9. Coach Wilson says, we better take a timeout. Timeout on the floor. North Mac 49, Carlinville 40, 7 minutes to go. You're listening to WSMI. Give credit where credit is due. Trailing by 16, 17, 18 points, the Cavaliers could have rolled over and called it a night. Instead, they have kept battling, and they have drawn back within 9 as we return to action following the timeout, 49-40. Thorman on the dribble, going to kick it over top to Downs. Downs to Kirk in the baseline. He'll try baseline drive, give it off to Langelier. Langelier is going to be fouled going to the basket on the left side. The foul is going to go against Aiden Noggle, which will be his third, sending Langelier to the free throw line to shoot a pair. He'll eye the first. He'll try the first. He'll buy the first. The lefty was true on that one. Gives him 11 points on the night. 3 for 3 from the charity stripe. The 6'3 senior. We'll see if he can do it again. He'll eye it again. He'll try it again. He'll buy it again. 12 points for Evan Langelier. The lead back to double figures. It's 11. Coach Wilson wanting some help from the double team. Noggle's able to break the press and now gives it off to Byatts. Byatts gets bumped as he heads to the basket. He simply spun away. Instead of taking the three, he popped one from two, but it would not go. Downs going to spin down the lane, kick the ball out to Wilson. Wilson over to Langelier on the wing. Langelier picks up his dribble, almost lost it, got away to Downs. They'll reverse it back. Good movement here as Wilson has the ball on the right side. To Thorman, thought about a three. Instead, he'll swing it around, be a little bit more patient. Downs giving the ball off to Langelier. Everybody getting to touch the ball. Langelier to the hole, off the glass, no good. Fighting for the rebound is tipped out. Thorman comes away with it. He'll dish it off to Langelier, kick it back up top to Wilson for a three. No. Noggle comes up with the rebound. And so the Cavaliers withstood that rush, and they'll go back now. Noggle to the hole. Whoa, lost control of the ball. Going to be a travel call. That will be the 15th turnover of the game. Now, as I say that, you got to remember the Cavaliers had 12 turnovers in the first half. So they have played the second half pretty much turnover-free. That's only their third one, and that's one of the reasons why they have drawn back to within 9. Well, now it's 11. Thorman with the ball gives the ball off to Wilson. Wilson back up top to Downs. His three-point shot, long and strong, will not go. Langelier fighting for the rebound. He's on one knee. Wisely, he stayed right there till he could pass it off. Didn't get up, didn't move. Panthers maintain possession. To Thorman, out at the head of the key. He'll drive in the lane. He'll stop. He won't pop. Instead, he'll give over to Wilson. Wilson with a baseline jumper. Rattled around. Would not go down. That went ever which way but loose. Wilson coming up rather slowly. Over on the wing, it goes to Roper. His three-point shot, no good. Hit a guide wire up top. It'll be Panther ball. We're heading to the five-minute mark, and they're checking on Wilson right now as he wants an opportunity to get out and take inventory. He fell hard. He'll be replaced by Matt Hendricks. He's kind of rubbing that left hip. He'll have a seat. See if he can get the soreness worked out. 5 minutes and counting. Kirk with the ball on the dribble. Behind the back dribble in the corner. He'll give it off to Hendricks. Hendricks back up top to Thorman. Thorman on a dribble drive, kicks it out to Hendricks. Hendricks to Langelier. Langelier waits on cutters, very patient. They clear the lane. Now he'll drive in. Then he'll kick it back out to Hendricks for a three. Whoa! Hendricks was knocked to the floor by Trim. And let me tell you this. Matt Hendricks is very fortunate that Ethan Trim was able to maintain his balance and avoid a further collision. Trim will pick up his third foul. Hendricks will go to the free throw line looking for his first points of the night. He'll eye the first one. He'll try the first one. He'll buy the first one. So he seems to be none the worse for the wear on that last collision. See if he can do it again. So he'll take a few dribbles, spin that ball in his hands. Eye it again. Try it again. And buy it again. And he'll have a third one coming because he was in the cheap seats when he shot that last one. He's 2 for 2, looking to go 3 for 3. Again, a couple dribbles. He'll eye it. He'll try it. He'll buy it. Getting 3 points the hard way. Had to earn them one by one at the free throw line, but he did just that. Now coming back the other way, it's Carson Weiser. He has the ball stripped back the other way to the hole. No good. is the driving layup by Cannon Kirk, but Kirk was fouled, so he'll go to the free throw line. Blocking foul going to be called on Aiden Noggle. That will be Noggle's fourth. That will be the 17th foul. To the free throw line goes Cannon Kirk. He'll shoot a pair, sitting on a three-pointer in the first quarter. Still sitting on that three. 3 points on the night. A Trey back early in the game. Looking for his first point since then. 6 foot junior. Tries it, and buys it. Give him four. Make it 55 to 40. What was a 9-point lead just a moment ago is now a 15-point lead as the Panthers have six unanswered points. To Byatt it goes over on the free throw line extended right side. They'll reverse it back to Roper. Now swing it back down to Bias. They're going around the perimeter. Time is of the essence as we approach the halfway mark of quarter number four. The Cavies being patient, still working the offense. Now Bias says, time for a shot. Bottom of the net. He hits the tray. That is his fourth tray of the evening. He now has 8 points in the quarter and 17 points for the game. Back the other way on a missed shot. Roper is going to force the action, and Roper is going to be called for the travel. Trying to push the issue a little bit too much, as it'll be turnover number 17 on CHS. Downs with the ball. Downs drives into the lane, kicks out in the corner to Hendricks. Thought about a three, instead he'll drive and kick it out in the corner to Kirk. Kirk on the dribble drive. No, he'll pass it back up top to Downs. Downs to Thorman. Thorman thought about a three. Now he'll penetrate and kick it out to Hendricks. Hendricks got a dribble drive. He'll kick it out too. Langelier got a lefty three. Bottom of the net. First tray of the day for Evan Langelier. Gives him 5 1/4, 15 points on the game. Back the other way. Three is up, and it's good by Noggle. Noggle gets the three to go, so he answers and makes it still a 12-point lead with 2:51 to go. Back the other way come the Panthers. They're going to show a little bit of patience here as we hit the 2:40 mark. They're going to work and weave a little bit. Now to Langelier. He wants to go inside, and then he'll kick it back outside. Top it comes to Hendricks. Now swing it across to Thorman. Passed up the three. Gives it off to Langelier in the right corner. Back the other way, it'll go to Hendricks. Hendricks now will go back to Langelier. He'll drive that baseline. Blocking foul going to be called against the Cavaliers as Langelier forced the issue. Got the foul called. It'll go against Carson Weiser. That will be his first. And it'll send Evan Langelier to the free throw line to shoot two. He's a perfect 4 for 4 from there today. The lefty takes a couple dribbles. He'll eye it. He'll try it. He'll buy it. And he'll get another one. At 6 1/4, 16 points on the game. As Langelier gets another one. Pierce replaces Thorman in the lineup. As Langelier eyes it again, tries it again, buys it again. That was not the most picturesque as it hit the front iron, crawled over, kissed the glass, dropped back through. End result is giving the point, 60 to 46, 14-point lead. Inside they'll try to go to Trim. Trim's going to try to move to the inside. He's going to lose the ball. It's going to be out of bounds. Who was it off of? Well, they're going to say it was last touched by North Mack. So with 2:10 to go, you might want to check on the cleaning up some sweat down there on the floor. Those two big guys both went down on the floor for that loose ball. Now they'll go inside, giving the ball off to Byatt. He'll stop, pop, get it to drop. Michael Byatt's putting together a really nice fourth quarter here. He has 10 points in the quarter, 19 points in the game. Inside 2 minutes we go, 60 to 48 is the Panther lead. Coach Suits trying to tell these guys, we got to go after him and get some pressure here, guys, because we can't let him milk the crowd. Oh, Trim almost with a steal on Langelier. Now it'll go into the corner, off to Wilson. Wilson up top gives it to Hendricks. Hendricks to Wilson. Wilson on the drive. He'll kick it up top to Pierce. Pierce in the corner. Shots up. Shots good as Cannon Kirk hits bottom of the net. That is his second tray of the game. Now a missed shot and a rebound is going to be a foul call. They're going to call the foul on 20 blue. That'll be Carson Weiser. That'll be his second. So they'll walk the length of the floor for free throws. And Hayden Pierce will be shooting those free throws, as that was the 19th foul, so he'll be shooting the one and one. As Cole Hatala coming into the ball game, as well as Gabe Gibbons. And Parker Fikes going to come into the game for the Cavaliers. Pierce waiting for all this to transpire so that he can shoot. 1-1 with 1:22 to go. 15-point lead for North Mac, who will see their season record improve to 3-2. Free throws up, off the back iron, no good. With a loss, the Cavaliers will drop to 1-3 on the season. Bias is going to see if he can't get something to happen. They'll try for a rebound, and it will be Fikes in there with Gibbons. Jump ball favors North Mac. So with 1:14 to go, leading by 15, Kirk will take his time bringing the ball down the floor. He'll swing it over to the left side. Nope, he'll come back to the right instead, giving it off to Hatala. Hatala dishes it off to Gibbons. Gibbons back to Hatala. Now to Pierce. Shots up. No good. Noggle comes away with the rebound as we head inside the final minute. Noggle over on the wing to Roper. Roper shot off the iron. No good. Going to be a push-off foul called against the Cavaliers. I could see that one up here. As Parker Fikes, trying to get a little bit of rebound position, pushed the guy in the back, and that'll be Fikes' first foul. Back to the free throw line is Hayden Pierce. 10th team foul, so Pierce is going to shoot two here. He's 0 for 1 from the charity stripe, seeing if he can correct that situation. He'll eye it. He'll try it. He'll buy it. He'll have another one coming, 64-48. 16-point lead for North Mac. Second free throw's up. It comes off short. On the rebound is Carson Weiser. Weiser to Noggle. Noggle to the basket. Shots up. Rolls off the rim. But he was fouled. The foul will go against Cannon Kirk, who will pick up his first. Noggle to the free throw line to shoot a pair. He's got a tray on the day. 3 points earlier this quarter. First trip to the charity stripe. He'll eye the first. He'll try the first. He'll buy the first. Damon Sharp coming into the ball game, as well as Aiden Taberzi for Coach Dave Suits. Second free throw for Aiden Noggle. Noggle's free throw's up and good. Give him five. Make it 65-49. 35 seconds to go. Gibbons into the corner. He'll give the ball off to Rayner. Carson Rayner just in the game. He has the ball on the dribble. He'll give it off to Gibbons. Gibbons loses the ball out of bounds. Turnover number 6 on North Mac. Cavies will get it back with 22 seconds to go. Noggle brings it down quickly to Fikes. Back to Noggle for a long three. Front iron, that was it. Now with 12 seconds to go, I think everybody says that will suffice. Let's let the clock run out. It will do so. And the North Mac Panthers will come away with a 64-50 win over the Carlinville Cavaliers. North Mac 64, Carlinville 50. We'll take one final break and come back and recap this exciting basketball that you've been listening to on WSMI. The crowd is leaving here at North Mac. The Cavaliers of Carlinville are heading home with loss number 3 under their belt. The North Mac Panthers improved their record to 3-2 on the season as they come away with a 64-50 victory over Carlinville tonight. First for the Cavaliers, who, as we said, their record drops to 1-3 on the season. They were led by Michael Byatts with 19 points. Then Ethan Trim had 14, 7 points for Briley Roper, 5 points for Jack Kessinger, and 5 points for Aiden Noggle. Quarters of 9, 5, 21, and 15. They finished the night shooting 10 of 14 from the free throw line. On the evening, they had 17 turnovers, 12 of those in the first half, so they did improve a great deal hanging onto the ball in the second half. For the North Mac Panthers, they see their record improve to 3-2 on the season. They were led in scoring by Evan Langelier and Grant Thorman, each of whom had 17 points. Also in double figures, Tanner Wilson had 13. Then it was 7 for Cannon Kirk, 6 points for Will Downs, 3 points for Matt Hendricks, and 1 point for Hayden Pierce. Quarters of 19, 8, 20, and 17. The Panthers were 14 of 19 from the free throw line. They committed only 6 turnovers on the night, and that's a big reason why they come away with a victory. As we said, North Mac moves to 3-2 on the season. Next up for them, they will be taking on Carrollton on Friday night. For the Carlinville Cavaliers, they drop to 1-3 on the season. Next up for them, they have a home encounter with Greenville on Friday. Well, that's going to do it from here at North Mac. I want to take this opportunity to thank all of the fine folks here at North Mac for their hospitality. Thanks to both coaches for their helping me get along with the starting lineups and so forth. Thanks, of course, to all of our sponsors, without whom we would not be able to bring you these high school basketball games. Thanks to everybody back in the studio who helped produce tonight's game. One final time from North Mac, our final score reads North Mac Panthers 64, Carlinville Cavaliers 50. This is Gary Boker saying so long from the hard court.